Hey, I just missed you. I was driving to work and I saw a dog on the side of the road. He was just standing there. It made me think about pets that I've had in the past, and probably my favorite dog I ever had was this dog named Sandy. This is back in Oklahoma. We got her when I was dating my now ex-wife, but we were dating. We found this dog. It was on death row, so it's about to be put down. It's at the end of the pens, just sitting there. This is probably 6 years old. Brown. She was part Dachshund and part potbelly pig, I think. So she's a big old fat dog, and her name was Sandy. And I was like, oh, this is definitely the one we want. And she was great. We had her for a long time. She would bark at the wind, and anytime there's a doorbell or another animal on screen, she would, you know, jump off the couch and try to kill the TV. And she's great. She's especially great with my daughter. So we had our daughter in October, and Sandy would lay next to her, and they would snuggle, you know, take a bunch of pictures of that, you know. And this was in October, and then February rolls around, and I'm getting ready to go to work, and my wife was holding our daughter, rocking her, and I got up to, you know, just to say goodbye to her. I was giving her kisses. Had my back turned towards the TV. Good Morning America was on, and Robin was talking about, they were talking about the Puppy Bowl that was coming up, Super Bowl Sunday. And they cut to a bunch of dogs, and Sandy sees that. She jumps off the couch, and she's, I hear a growl, and then I don't really pay attention because she's done it a million times. It was annoying. So I get done kissing on my daughter, and I tell them goodbye, and I turn around and I look, and Sandy's laying at the foot of the entertainment center underneath the TV on her side, not moving. And I went over and I started shaking her, and her tongue was out. She had had a heart attack. It finally got to her weight and just the stress of the Puppy Bowl. Finally got to her, and I turned around and I was like, hey, Sandy's dead. And she's like, oh my God, no. And she was hysterical. And so, I mean, she's home with this newborn baby. The baby's like 3 months old. And so I emailed my work, and I was like, hey, our dog just died, and I have to go take care of this. She can't take it, so I'll be a little bit late. So I call Brandon, my friend of the podcast. I call him because he had just buried a dog like maybe a month before that, named Scrappy, rest in peace, in his backyard. And I lived in a duplex, so I was like, I'm not going to bury this dog in this duplex. So I was like, hey man, can I come over this morning and bury Sandy? She died doing what she loved, which was, you know, barking at nothing. He said, yeah man, don't worry about it, come on over. So it's like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I wrap Sandy up in her favorite blanket. It was like this, it looked like a Muppet blanket. It was like different colors, but it was her favorite one. So I wrapped her up, and she's like, you know, 50 pounds by now, just this big, you know, big mess. So I drive over there, and I get her out of the car, and I'm carrying her to his backyard. And she's a big dog by now, so it just looks like, to his neighbors, I'm just carrying like maybe a child to the backyard. And I lay her down, and I dig a hole, and I bury her next to Scrappy. And I haven't had another dog since. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you that. This is Tyler. You can give me a call back at 774-BIG-FART. All right, bye.